Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. Joining us is Les Smith from Fox 13 News, Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal. We start with you, Amos, and more details, disturbing details coming from the animal shelter situation, maybe some progress in terms of more legal action, but the details first, they're disturbing.
The Rotary Club did an in-depth study of the shelter at the request of Mayor Wharton. And according to interviews with shelter employees told Rotary Club members that some shelter employees maintained relationships with dogfighting rings, and that employees there appeared to be above the law, above city rules, procedures, almost enjoyed a protected status. That kind of confirms what a lot of animal rights activists have suspected over the years, that you have shelter employees who are taking dogs out of the back door, selling them to animal fighters. Mayor Wharton is going to turn that report over to the DA, and we'll see what the DA, we could finally get some real answers here and some folks involved in the criminal justice system.
Right. Bill, we move on to Overton Square and a proposal that to rebuild it, expanded into a theater district of sorts. The price tag has gotten bigger. Tell us about that.
The price tag has gotten bigger because of the anti-flooding measures that they would take regarding Lick Creek in the area. The parking garage for Overton Square was to include a detention pond or area underneath the garage. That detention pond, according to the administration, is going to have to be bigger, which means it's going to cost more. And that has caused some considerable debate among council members from other districts who are saying that, okay, the way the city traditionally comes up with more money for a project when a project goes over or is more than that than the city thought, is it comes out of projects from other districts.
So you've got people from, you know, the Elvis Presley area, from Orange Mound saying, hey, what about us?
Right.
The proponents say, look, you've got a private developer who's willing to put up $20 million along with the private money, and a lot of that public money would be paid for through parking, but we'll see where that goes. We'll move on to you, Les Smith, NBA lockout.
NBA lockout on Monday. David Stern, who's been acting like the angry Dutch uncle in all of these things, gave the NBA players the ultimatum of taking this proposal. It's only going to get worse. Well, they chose to not take the proposal offered by the owners, so therefore they decertify the union, and now class action antitrust lawsuits are popping up, filed by the players and their attorneys. For Memphis and other towns in the NBA, this is the nuclear winter of the NBA.
Right, and there's a tremendous multi-million dollar impact on downtown, lost revenue, but for now, the debt service is fine with FedEx Forum. Jackson, our remaining story, county redistricting.
The Shelby County Commission is in the act of redistricting itself in line with the results of the 2010 census, and the body as a whole seems to have found a solution. They call it Scenario 1E, which involves six dual member districts, one single member district, and there's a nice breakdown between city and county and African-American and so forth. But Seymour wants to do single-member districts, and that's still up for grabs.
Thanks for joining us.